Story 70, Millions of Meals, Good Meals.
Providing compassionate care with the most basic human needs of food and shelter is where everything started and has been constant for decades. Ever since opening our very first building that we built for neighbors in need in 1987, we have been providing more prepared meals to San Diegans than anyone else in the county consistently. In 1996, after being open for 9 years, we celebrated successfully serving 10 million meals. I am unsure of what the number is now, over 2 decades later from that celebration, but I'd venture to say we've doubled or tripled that. I'd gamble that we are one of the top daily food service providers in San Diego, even with so many casinos, hotels, and restaurants in our county. Also, I think it's important to point out here that whenever there has been an economic recession or health crisis, like what everyone experienced with the COVID-19 pandemic, it is common for many households to stop eating out at restaurants and minimize travel, which negatively impacts the food service industry. But guess what? Our daily meal service never goes down during times like that. Actually, it goes up. We consistently provide meals to neighbors in need experiencing homelessness and poverty. For decades, no matter what is happening in the world around us, we have been serving our neighbors with the most basic needs for survival, food, and shelter. Over the years, I have advocated for the importance of what we do for our neighbors in need, speaking out on radio and television talk shows and challenging politicians. So many people just don't get the expansive work we do and how it benefits everyone in our city, not just our neighbors in need, but entire industries. We create jobs. We have provided consistent jobs to San Diegans in almost every industry for decades and have been a consistent provider of solutions for what's needed for our community. We are an asset to San Diego. I've experienced it a few times when someone running for a political office will campaign on the heartstrings of helping the homeless. But once elected, their agenda changes and their actions end up redirecting money that was previously funding programs for our neighbors in need. I have always been very vocal about the work we do because our neighbors experiencing homelessness and poverty need advocates to be vocal and visible when decisions are being made. A hard truth is that everyone loves what we do, but no one wants us in their neighborhood. When we started building in the East Village of downtown San Diego back in the mid-1980s, no one bothered us. No one was building in that part of downtown except us. Over the years, all sorts of new high-rise buildings have been constructed near properties we've been in for decades. But we've had some new neighbors get upset that we are here. Wait a minute, you just moved in. We've been here. You knew we were here. We're not going anywhere because we own our buildings and our land. Beyond that, you just bought a property worth $700,000, and we have about $100 million in building projects going on at any given time, creating a lot of jobs and housing for many San Diegans while purchasing materials and supplies from local companies. We are an asset. Not to mention, the city gets money for every person registered for the census. So our neighbors in need, who are part of our residential programs, are contributing to the city's economy. Again, we're an asset. Beyond supporting our neighbors in need, we have helped during natural disasters. For example, when the Southern California wildfires happened a number of years ago, thousands of San Diegans were displaced and sent to the stadium as a hub. The agency that was leading some of the relief efforts was calling around to a bunch of us to see if we could help provide meals. They needed 6,000 meals served each day and hoped to get a few of us with industrial kitchens to provide up to 500 meals each. I called over to the guys who were running our kitchen, who just happened to be ex-Navy cooks, and they said, "Father Joe, we can do all 6,000 meals. It's just like a ship coming into port. Easy. We've got it." And they went to work cooking meals and helping our neighbors in need. Back in the 1990s, when the big earthquake hit Northridge, we were the first trucks up there. My guys told me it was eerie driving up through Los Angeles because no one was on the road. They were able to just drive right on through. That's never the case driving from San Diego to Los Angeles. But when the earthquake hit, we packed up the trucks with a bunch of supplies we always kept readily available in the warehouse, boxes of blankets, pallets of water, healthcare products, and off they went. There was no red tape to cut through. No one needed to approve them going. We just acted when there was a need. I remember one time during another fire out in East San Diego, we set up a temporary meal service area, as did a few other well-known national agencies. But all of the firefighters wanted to eat at Father Joe's because we were known for serving them good meals. From us, they got steak and chicken and the works. From other agencies, they got relief food like soup and sandwiches. With no unnecessary red tape in the way and the infrastructure to take immediate action, my team organized and prepared quality meals for everyone fighting those fires.